This is the Newbie Bloggers Group, and today we're going to be talking about our website, our platform, and how to get out there, how for people to find us and see us. And we were just sharing with all of our great opportunities that we've had just within the four of us today. And Sherry was getting ready to share her connections that she's made recently. So Sherry, share with us.
I really do not know if it will come to pass, but I did a webinar on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I had a speech therapist from the Cayman Islands on, and at the end of the conversation is, we need to figure out how to get you to the Caymans to talk to all the therapists here on the islands.
Darn, it's such a tough life, isn't it, Sherry?
I said, well, then whatever it's going to happen, it's going to happen in a November. Whether it's this year or next year, it's going to happen in November, and I'm going to take an extended trip for my anniversary. And she's like, okay, we can do that.
So I love it.
I still have to get a passport, but I was totally blown away. And then the other person that was on the webinar was a parent from the county next door to mine. And she's like, can I give your information to the school? I'm like, absolutely give my information to the school district. That's what I'm looking for. So I actually have to email both of them today as a follow-up. And I was totally blown away with that particular webinar.
That's great. You know, things happen, you know, things are going to start happening for all of us, because if you just keep putting yourself out there, you're going to start building traction and things are going to start happening. I'm getting invites to be speakers at several different online and in-person venues, and I'm just really at a crossroads as to how many of those I want to do. Because again, I'm all about passive income, and I'm like, do I really want to fill my schedule up with speaking gigs? I'm not sure that I do yet. So I'm really kind of, you know, searching deep down to decide whether I want to do that or not.
Yeah. So my other comment was going to be, before you interrupted there, was, and Sally, if this does come to pass, you're getting a call.
Okay.
I love it. Oh, so, this is so good. I'm so excited for you guys.
So I published a blog post this morning that has internal and external links, if you are interested in me sharing it then.
We're going to talk about platforms, and then we'll go take a look. What is your platform, by the way, Sherry?
My platform? My website.
Oh, and your website is on what?
It's a WordPress website. It's contained inside.
Okay. So yours is WordPress. Okay. Ruth, did you have a comment?
Yes. I want to go back to what you said. And if your goal is passive income, then yes, you intentionally decide how much you want to speak. And intentionally decide, you know, how involved you want to be. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we can get our focus mm-hmm. misaligned and think that we need more money. And that's not where we're supposed to be going.
Yeah. For me, that's not where I'm, because I'm set with my passive income with my real estate. Mm-hmm. And so as this unfolds, you know, this whole speaking circuit, whatever, I have to really be careful that I don't overload myself, because, you know, I have a tendency to look at something and go, oh, that's a good idea. I should do that one. And then, oh, I should do that one. Oh, I should do this one. And I have to really stop and make sure that it aligns with my message before I say mm-hmm. yes. So I have to be very, very selective, I guess is the right word. Right. So,
and I would encourage you to sit down sometime when you don't have a lot of them in front of you, or even mm-hmm. any of them in front of you, and build out what that criteria looks like, so that you say you're not a people pleaser, but yet I think in some ways you are, because it's hard to say no.
Well, and again, I'm a people pleaser to the extent that I don't want to overlook a great opportunity.
Right.
If it is a great opportunity, but yet I don't want to overwhelm myself. And I've accepted a couple of speaking gigs that after I accepted them, I started feeling like, oh, now I felt like, oh, I have to, instead of being excited about doing it, I almost felt burdened that I had to do it now that I've accepted it. And so I just want to be careful that I don't get into that realm.
What I found is that, not about speaking gigs or anything, but when I was in Myrtle Beach, I had a couple people on different trips. One was out of the country. Fortunately, they made it back okay. And I was working on individual trips while I was on a group trip. And I thought, this, something has to give, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's going to have to be the individual trips, the one-offs. Because surprisingly, group trips are not as intensive as individual trips, as far as the planning and everything. You'd think it'd be otherwise, but the ROI on group trips is way better than individual trips. I mean, I made a pretty good commission, almost $2,000 on the people that went to Europe.
Right, right.
But it involved, I spent hours and hours on hold on the phone, you know, and, you know, cleaning up some questions they had and cleaning up some mistakes that rail bookers had made, you know. My ROI on that trip was gone because I spent so much time, and I don't have to spend that much time, surprisingly, on group trips. So, and it was pretty stressful. I couldn't, we went to Myrtle Beach. It was a fun trip, you know, but I spent a lot of time being preoccupied with what was happening with the individual people that were traveling.
So did you just not add that in the future? I mean, how did you set that boundary? Because we talked about this morning in our clubhouse room, we talked about people pleasing and setting those boundaries. How did you set that boundary?
Well, my boundary is set because I've talked to this about with Matt and with Ed, and my boundary is anybody I've done trips for, you know, or Cheryl, you, I would do trips for them. And I am doing trips for them. But if somebody comes, like, oh, I want you to, I quit doing air because air doesn't pay anything. And it's easier for them to do their own air. You know, even like hotel, unless something's bundled with air and hotel, hotels aren't, I don't want to say worth, not worth my time, but
right.
Right. It's like why I don't do day trips with the senior center. They're definitely more hassle than they're worth. So that's the boundary. Anybody I've done trips for, I'm not going to tell you, no, I'm not going to do those trips anymore. Because these are people that have come back to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to fake them. Sorry. But new people coming to talk about trips, it's a hard boundary. It's a hard line to not cross. Because I realized my term should be eager beaver people pleaser. And I got to stop doing that.
Well, and part of it though, is that we're in the service business. We're in the hospitality business. And so you know, you want to serve. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. That is a hard one. Yep. Yeah. But
I mean, if somebody comes to me and wants to take a world cruise, I'm not going to say, no, I'm not doing those anymore.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
We have to set boundaries. And it's just, and even on our trip, there were things I had to take care of. So I bring people's files with me. So in case there's a problem or they need me to research something, I bring those files with me.
Yep. I get it. I travel to Florida with my files as well. So mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah.
So you have to draw a line somewhere.
Yes, Ruth. Oh, you're on mute.
Sally, did you have a thought you wanted to finish?
Huh?
Did you have a thought you wanted to finish?
No.
Okay. I want to say too, because I think I've learned this the hard way, is for those of us that do have a spouse, to include them as much in the decision-making as far as our time commitment goes. Because the more buy-in we have from them, mm-hmm. the more they're going to support us.
Yep.
And they have a pretty good idea of what is infringing on that personal space more than we do.
Now, it's been really helpful because he was in sales for so long and he went to trade shows. And so he's got a very good handle on what to do, how to do trade shows. So he's very helpful. He and if I present him like I'm having a problem with this, he'll come up with really great ideas on how to solve those problems. So I'm really blessed that he'll never be my customer service person because he can't deal really well with the questions I get asked, but he does present me with them really good ideas. He never bothers me when I'm in my office, and like you, Kathy, I have my sign Mermaid Crossing on my door. He never bothers me, but I also try to make time, like I said, in the afternoon, just to shut down in the afternoon. And
so, yeah, Mark is really good as well. And I found what really works with Mark is if I share with him early in the week what my week looks like, and then I share with him early in the day what my day looks like. And then that helps him because there's things he wants to do because, you know, he's all about airplanes, you know, Mark. And if he knows that I'm going to be on a couple of Zoom calls, then he'll go take care of an airplane job or something. But if he doesn't know, and all of a sudden I'm on the call and he's sitting around waiting, he's kind of like, how long are you going to be? You know, because he, at that point he could have gone and done something if he would have just known. Yeah. Right. And so I find that if I let him know early in the week, what my week looks like, and then early each morning, we kind of just kind of touch base over breakfast, over coffee in the morning. And I let him know, you know, hey, I got 3 calls today, or I got 1 call, or I have a call this evening or whatever, then he can go do his thing. And he seems much more content with the lifestyle that way, because I don't spend a lot of time away from him, but he just wants to know when. He's like, right, just tell me when so I can go do something. So anyway, that works really well.
And I try not to do a lot of things Friday. So we just have, you know, weekends usually get next weekend is crazy, but on Fridays, you know, that's stuff we can go out. If we want to go to Costco, if we want to go running around picking up plants, that's a good time to go. So I try not to maybe finish things up in the morning and then we have the afternoon. And that's what freestyle living is all about, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so when you look at my calendar of events, I'm doing 4, maybe 4. My busiest week might be 5 hours. But my lightest week might be 2 hours. So between 2 and 5 hours a week is what I'm working on my business. And the rest of the time is kind of open. I take care of the bed and breakfast. Mark and I, you know, we do a walk, we do dinner together every night. We, you know, on the weekends, I try not to do anything for this business on the weekends. So yeah, it's working out.
I can't wait for that, but it's coming.
Yes, it will come. Yes, it will come. Now, for those that are in the co-author project, our chapters are due this week, and I still have not finished mine. And so the plan was to get mine done early, and I have the bulk of mine done. So I don't think I'm going to be behind the 8-ball too much, but I ended up having kind of an emergency dental thing this morning. I didn't think it was an emergency, but my dentist seemed to think it was. She said my front teeth were getting very thin, and she wanted to put a little bit of a bond in the back behind my front teeth. So she didn't have to numb anything this morning, so I can still talk normal today. But she just kind of, you know, put a little bonding back and then kind of wrapped around the bottom of my front teeth. So they feel a little funny today because they're a little thicker than normal, which is what she wanted. So anyhow, she said, if that doesn't work for me, if that cracks, because she said, I'm starting to get cracks in my teeth. And she said, if that cracks, then I'll have to go to veneers, which are like $1,000 a tooth.
Yeah. Can I share a funny, humorous story? And it is about presenting.
Okay.
So before I left, I did a presentation for the Buckeye Referral Group I'm in on Friday mornings.
Okay.
In person, and I had it downloaded. You know, it was a PowerPoint presentation. I had it downloaded and everything. And it was about embracing the unexpected.
Okay.
Well, it didn't download. So I said, ironically, this is my presentation. It's about embracing the unexpected. And I said, if you imagine, you know, there's a picture of my mother and father and my sisters all, you know, where I got started and all that. So, and I had it interspersed with, you know, why to embrace the unexpected, how that happened. And I had it interspersed with pictures with travel quotes. It was a very lovely presentation, but it didn't work. But it worked. So.
But you knew your material well enough that you could just go right to your story that we've always talked about and mm-hmm. just give your presentation. Yeah.
So I thought that was ironic.
Well, you know what? That happens to all of us. Yep. That happens to all of us. I get it. I get it. Debbie, how about you? You want to share how you doing this morning? I guess it's afternoon now, isn't it?
Honestly, I have bronchitis.
Oh, I can hear it.
And I knew something, and then Friday night, bam. And unfortunately, I've given a little bit of a cold to Rick, so he's very appreciative.
I bet he is.
Wow. Oh, well, take care of yourself.
I, you know what I found works really great is when you put, I put Painitrate, which is a muscle rub, on my chest, and then I take my heating pad and put it on there. And I'm telling you, it feels so good.
Well, I bet it works just like Fixed Vapor Rub, when it, like the deep heating.
That too. I've been kind of going back and forth. And my cough is really bad, but I can tell that it's because it's very rattly, mm-hmm. you know. So
well, be careful.
I will be very careful.
Well, the doctor had me get on a Mucinex when I, you know, was under the weather the other day. So I did some of the Mucinex and that kept my chest clear. So I'll just toss that out there.
Okay.
Today I want to talk about our blogging platforms because we're talking about promoting our blog, but if you don't have a place where folks can find you and search for a topic or whatever, oftentimes you're not going to get the visibility. And so the first thing I want to talk about is where you're putting your blog. Now, mine is on HostGator. I know Sally is on HostGator and I know Debbie is on HostGator. And Sherry has hers on her website, which is a WordPress site. And Ruth, have you decided yet where you're going to place yours? Not yet? Okay. So WordPress, of course, is kind of the grandfather of all websites. But there is a little bit of a learning curve. If I'm personally not a WordPress gal. Now I say that, and I have to be honest with myself and say, am I saying that because I just don't want to roll up my sleeves and figure it out? That's part of it, is that I just don't want to take the time to roll up my sleeves and figure it out. And so most all the websites out there have started with WordPress, and what they've done is they've created some themes and then put them over on their platform, and they're kind of selling a ready-made WordPress is what they're doing. And that's what HostGator is, and that's what like Wix and Weebly and all of those, is they're just taking the WordPress platform and prefabbing some themes together so that you don't have to start from scratch. And so what we are doing, and this is for Sally and Debbie and myself, what we are doing on HostGator is WordPress. It's just that all we're doing is the light stuff. It's how to replace a picture and how to replace the title. We're not figuring out whether we want the next section to be a triangle or a square and all of that before, you know, we're not having to find all of those plugins. The plugins are already there. So anyway, so that's what WordPress is all about. Now, Squarespace is a good one if you're going to sell some products along with actually doing your blog, if you wanted to actually do a product sales, where you wanted somebody to click right on the product and go to a checkout cart and pay for a product right there in the blog. So if you're creating products that you want to sell, that would be a Squarespace would be a good one. My daughter likes Squarespace personally. She has a website for candle sales and she makes her own candles. She blogs about it on her Squarespace. And then if somebody clicks through on one of the blog posts for one of the candles, it takes them right to her sales page, right in Squarespace. And it's already made the connections. She doesn't have to figure out, again, if you go back to WordPress and you want to sell something, anything, whether it's a course or whether it's an actual candle, whatever you want to sell on WordPress, you have to get the plugin to plug in there to create the cart and to create, how to make the sales page. You have to create all of that. You have to find all of your own plugins and create all of that. And sometimes on WordPress, you have to buy additional plugins if the one you want isn't in the free package. And the one that you really want, sometimes there's a fee to it. And then you have to, Sherry's going, yeah, I get that. Then you have to buy these additional plugins. And so think before you get started, what all you want your site to do. And then of course, Wix. Wix is, it's kind of a premium user experience for bloggers. Gosh, the free version is loaded with all kinds of fun stuff. And it also is a variation of a WordPress site. You know, they've just put together these packages. And so it's very easy. You can create your social media post right in there and point right back to your site. So it has a lot of user friendly. And then, of course, HostGator. And that's the one that three of us in this group are on. And again, I'll admit I'm price driven. I'm price driven in my real estate when I purchase real estate, and I'm price driven as I was putting together my online academy because I just didn't want to jump in. Debbie and Sally both know, we have a mutual girlfriend, Connie, and Connie wanted me to buy an all-inclusive site that did everything. And it was like $150 a month. And I was like, no, I didn't want to spend $150 a month. And she told me, she says, no, what's going to happen is that as you piece together all of your parts and pieces, and in the technical world, they call it, you know, making it a Frankenstein. And as you piece it all together, she says, you're going to have $150 a month on these different programs. And I'm like, no. Well, guess what? She was right. I was wrong. As I'm piecing it together, I spend $20 a month over here and $30 a month over there and $50 a month over here. Next thing you know, I'm not quite up to 150, but I am spending a nice, over 100 a month. And so now, looking back, I just didn't know what I didn't know. And I just didn't know if I wanted to jump in and do that. Now, the good and the bad, there's two ways to look at it. You can jump on board on one of these all-inclusive sites. And so the good news is that it already all works together. And so if you want to have a blog, you want to have a menu, you want to have a cart to sell stuff, you want to have courses, you want to have videos, all of it works together on those sites, which is a good thing. But if that site decides to price themselves out of the market, you've got all your eggs in one basket. If you piece it together, like I did, and one site, kind of goes south, so to speak, and it's no longer doing what you need it to do, you don't have everything to replace. You just have that one piece that you need to replace. So I'm not saying that one way is better than another. Just know that those are your two options. You can do an all-inclusive site that does everything, or you can kind of piece it together. And even in Connie's all-inclusive site, I still notice that she's still using Vimeo and YouTube, because even though her site, she can upload a video, it's not a video channel like Vimeo and YouTube, and she still had to have a video channel. And so she still had to have, a podcast channel. So I'm not sure that piecing it together the way I've done is totally wrong or totally bad, because a lot of the pieces that I am paying for are pieces that she's paying for in addition to her supposedly all-inclusive site, because her site, again, there are some things that her all-inclusive site didn't do. And so, again, there's no right or wrong answer. The best answer is to start, you know, to get your blog post out there, because you can always, like I started on Vimeo, and finally, Sally said she's going to be right back. So finally, Mark said to me, he said, "Hey, I was watching the news the other night," and he said, "What is that company that you do your videos on?" And I said, "Vimeo." And he said, "Did you see on the news?" He said, "They got a huge hack from, I don't know, somebody in another country. And they basically blackmailed their software and said, we're going to crash all your videos if you don't pay us some ridiculous amount of money." And Vimeo made the decision to pay it, because they didn't want their site to be crashed. And so now they're working behind the scenes, extra busy to beef up their security so that doesn't happen again. But Mark says, "Do you have your videos anywhere but Vimeo?" And I said, "No, because once I make them on Zoom, because I didn't want to pay for Zoom and pay for Vimeo and pay, you know, for all these sites, once I do the call on Zoom and I download it into my hard drive, then I upload it into Vimeo, I go back and erase it off of Zoom. So the video is no longer on Zoom. And so I can free that up for more videos." So then I thought, well, YouTube is free. And so when I upload my video out of Zoom onto Vimeo, I probably should upload it into YouTube as well, just as a backup. And so, because again, I don't save it in my hard drive either, because it fills up my hard drive, because I'm doing, you know, 5 videos a week. And if I keep all of those in my hard drive, that fills up my hard drive as well. So I've been erasing them out of my hard drive to loosen up my hard drive. So now I'm saving my videos on Vimeo and on YouTube. And then I take the audio only version and put that out on Audioboom. So I do have the calls in 2 different places as I'm recording these, and just as a backup. And so Mark says, "Well, you know, you should get another, you know, hard drive maybe, and save them on a separate hard drive." And I said, "Well, that's fine. I could certainly do that." I said, "But after all of that cost," I said, "there's going to come a time that the technology is going to be antiquated. It's like saving all your stuff on 8-track and now nobody has 8-track players anymore. And then we saved all our stuff on cassettes and now nobody uses cassettes anymore. And so now they're saving everything onto CDs. And now my new laptop and tablets or whatever, they don't even have a CD port to play a CD. And so as technology changes, I'm not sure what the answer is. So we can only do the best that we can do. And so I'm saving mine 2 places now, both free, just to have a backup. Sherry, yes, comment.
I keep running out of room on my computer because till things get used and stuff. So, and I'm not always deleting as the stuff that's already been out there, but we actually purchased another computer that is Chris considered a server. So we actually have an in-house server. Mm-hmm. So just a thought. I fortunately have somebody who will actually put the thing together. So my server costs $250 because I have somebody who buys all the parts and puts it together for me.
I get it.
Very lucky. He does hardware and software. He's amazing.
Yeah, I get it. And so for the rest of us that don't have him in our back pocket,
only a phone call away, by the way.
I know, but you just have to be careful on how and what you're saving and where you're saving it to make it to the to the best for you, whatever works for you. And so for me, my content are these videos. And so I needed to have that backup. And so I started at a certain date and made the decision. This date forward, everything's going to be on both Vimeo and YouTube. But what about all those that I did prior to that? So I got a hold of my daughter, Jen, of course. She's, you know, does a little admin business. And I said, what can you do to go back on those old videos? And she said, oh, I can go back into Vimeo and share them over onto YouTube. And so as she gets time, she's sharing sections like 10 at a time over onto YouTube. And so now here's the difference. And here's some things that we figured out. Once you go over on YouTube, they go in the order that you upload them there. So now these older videos are showing as the most recent. And I said, how do I get around that? And she said, on YouTube, you can create, don't quote me, but I think, is it called channels? You can create like a channel. So for example, I have eight different lanes. I have the Happy House Hunters. I have the Build a Better Business. I have the blogger group. And she can create a channel for each lane. And then she can move those videos over into that channel. So if somebody wants to binge watch, has anybody binge watched YouTube for anything? If anybody wants to binge, yeah, Sherry said I have too. So if anybody wanted to binge watch, let's say they wanted to know all about this blogging and they didn't want to have to weed through, you know, every eighth video, like, oh, that's a Happy House Hunters one. Oh, that's, you know, a Build a Better Business one. Oh, that is a Connections Over Coffee one. They just wanted to listen to the ones about blogging. Jennifer is now creating different channels and she's putting all of those videos for that topic in that folder, if you will. And so now someone can go to YouTube and they can just binge watch all the Build a Better Business or binge watch all the bloggers or all the Happy House Hunters. So they can just choose it by topic. And so that's how she's getting around that. But what's going to happen, and see, and I already put them into folders in my Vimeo. I did that as I was recording them. I put them into folders. But when I started putting them over on YouTube, see, that was just a backup. So I didn't do that over there. So she's going back in and now doing that for me. So the point is, you know, you need to create your business someplace where you can get to the information and where your public can get to the information. So with that said, I went to an event 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, and I sat next to this girl, and she said, oh, OMG, you're Kathy Benner. And I'm like, okay. I said, yeah. And she said, I've been binging on all of your podcast. And I said, what? And she said, oh yeah. And she started telling me my story because I have said it so many times on different podcasts, on, you know, on different of these recordings, and those all go into a podcast. And so she started telling me this. She said, oh my gosh, she said, my husband and I drove to Georgia the other day. And she said, and I just told him we're listening to Kathy Benner on our way to Georgia. And so she said, we went through several hours of just listening to your videos, just the audio version that I put over on Audio Boom. And she said, we have gone through all of the Happy House Hunter stuff. She said, and I want to do short-term rental. She said, we have listened to the short-term rental stuff twice now. And she said, and we're taking notes. She said, we're actually going through it like it's a course and we're actually taking notes as we listen. So just know that you are making an impact on your world with whatever it is that you're putting out there, but you have to start, you have to get it out there. And the first step is finding this platform that you want to use to get it out to the world. So there's Wix, there's Weebly, there's HostGator, there's WordPress. Constant Contact has a website builder. If you wanted your CRM and your website combined, Constant Contact actually has a website builder. If you just want to get your blog out there and you're not sure what you want to do, there's a whole site that's just called Blogger. And it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but you know what? You're out there and folks can sort by topic and they can actually find your blogs. And then there's one called Tumblr. And then Sherry, you had mentioned a while back, Medium. And Medium is a place where you can post your blogs.
And the latest is that if you set it up right, you can actually have a newsletter going out on LinkedIn and people can subscribe to basically your blog post. You just copy and paste it over in LinkedIn and it'll go out on LinkedIn as well.
So there's all kinds of ways that you can get started, but I just want to encourage you today to get started. And then once you're ready with, again, you've chosen your overarching message, what that overarching message is, mine is freestyle living. Once you choose your overarching message, you need to have a business page on Facebook that is titled the same as your overarching message. So I have the freestyle living page, and then I also have a freestyle living group. And then each one of my lanes also has a group, but I have a general freestyle living page and a general freestyle living group. And that is a perfect place because remember, when you point to something, it brings it up higher in the search engines. So if you're pointing your blog post over to your Facebook business page that has your overarching, whatever that is, then you're going to also point that page back to your website or to your blog or both at different times or each, however you want to do it. What happens is all of that starts to come up in the search engines. And so if you, and how many of us have actually Googled our name recently? Have you Googled your name recently? Google your name and see what comes up. And I'm like the whole first two pages. Sherry, how about you? How many pages are you if you just Google your name?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Eight.
For the first eight pages. Okay.
And there's nobody else with my name. So when it came to the end of those eight pages, there was nothing more. I also found my book that's been pirated.
That's not a bad thing though.
No, it's not a bad thing.
So if I just put in Kathy Benner, the whole first page, it has my kathybenner.com, then it has my Kathy Benner International Academy, my Kathy Benner Facebook, videos of Kathy Benner, and of course, that's an easy place where everybody can find all of my videos. Kathy Benner Passive Income Coach on LinkedIn, Kathy Benner under Notary, because I'm also a notary, Kathy Benner Caraway Guest House. My Work With Me Kathy Benner page came up on my website. Kathy Benner Business Strategy came up on speakersandcoaches.com. Kathy Benner came up on the white pages. Kathy Benner came up on Facebook. So anyway, that's the whole first page. And now second page, I've got YouTube, Twitter, Kathy Benner Country Living Properties. Kathy Benner has property at the campgrounds, residential rentals, fit as a fiddle, speakers and coaches, guest cabinet, media kit, the Stephanie Jenkins Initiative, Kathy Benner International Academy, 10 ideas topic. There's a blog post that came up, owner of Kathy Benner Companies. So I won't go through all of it, but that's page two. I am the entire page three. Page four. Now at the very end of page four has Katie Benner, which is a New York Times author, and Benner Pools and Spas. It finally gets off of me at the end of page four. So, and then it goes back to me. There's still several of me on page four. So I'm going to jump over. Yeah. I jumped over to page seven. There's still about four of me on page seven. And there's still about four of me on page eight. And I finally get to page nine. Oh, nope. I'm still there on page nine. So yeah, that gives you an idea. So Google yourself and see where you are, because the more you can point back to yourself, you don't have to depend on other people to point to you. If you have your own website and your own blog and your own Facebook page and your own LinkedIn page, you can point to each other from each of those, and it raises all of those in the search engine. And that's what you're after, because then if somebody says, I need to get a hold of that Sally, have you ever tried to find somebody on the internet? You can't find them, and that's frustrating. You know, mm-hmm. It's somebody that you know personally, and you know they've got a great product, and you're trying to find them, and you're like, what was the name of their company? And you don't remember the name of their company, but you remember their name. And so you want it to come up both ways, whether it's under the company name or under their name. And so that is what this exercise is all about. When I look at me, it comes up Kathy Benner Companies, Kathy Benner International Academy, KathyBenner.com, the Caraway Guest House, the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. It comes up no matter what somebody searches for, it's going to come up on that first two or three pages.
Can I also make this recommendation?
Sure,
hashtag
go ahead, Carrie.
Your name.
Do what?
Hashtag your name. So mine's Sherry, hashtag Sherry Daughter. So anything that I put out that I'm linking in social media, I try to remember. It doesn't always happen. I try to remember to hashtag my name. So then you're going to have a secondary way of people finding you.
Wow. I just put the hashtag with my name in, and wow. Yeah. A ton of stuff came up there as well. And a ton of pictures of me came up. Oh, that's crazy. I click and I've got a whole page of Kathy Benner of pictures. It's like all of these thumbnail pictures. There's rows and rows and rows and rows of pictures of Kathy Benner. So yeah. Oh, that's a little creepy. But anyway, yes. So all of that works. And the point is that however folks are trying to find you, you want them to be able to find you. That's the whole point. So with that said, one of the concerns is having your actual address out there. Now, I'm a little different because I have the Caraway Guest House and I publish the address. Now, a lot of folks, they don't realize that I also live here, and I don't make that a real big deal in my advertising that I live here. I just say that this is the guest house that we rent out. And so folks don't necessarily know that I live here. And on all of my business correspondence, I have a post office box. My corporate home office, if you will, is a post office box. Because we all know that there are some weird people out there, and the scams that are going on all over the place, you just have to be careful. So do your due diligence, but I do have a post office box, and that's what's posted on all of my social media. That's what's posted on all of my websites, my blog site, everything has my post office box. So comments, questions.
I got myself a post office box a long time ago, mm-hmm. But one thing that happens with a post office box, if you use post office box and the number, you have sometimes get into, some people won't deliver there. So one thing that you can do on that and not use the post office box is you can do the address of the post office, mm-hmm. and then box and your box number. So you can also get around that a little bit. You can also do a UPS mailbox, and that'll actually give you a mm-hmm. an address, and then it's suite whatever your box number is.
Mm-hmm. And so, I've done that in the past too. So that if you get actual shipments is what Sherry is saying. A lot of times they won't ship to a post office box. They want an actual address.
You used to have like a virtual downtown Columbus address. But that cost money, and I had to go downtown to get stuff, and it was just, but I know somebody else that have used, they've used that building.
Okay.
And it gives you an address, an actual address, and you can collect your mail there, they'll deliver there, but
it, but it just wasn't. You have to go get it, yeah.
You can have a cent, but it costs money, and it's just, mm-hmm. it's on 3rd Street, and sometimes that can get a little, like, I don't want to go down there, so.
Well, I'm actually using just the Canal Winchester Post Office, and they now will allow you to ship directly to their address. That's one of the new features that the post offices, the actual USPS post offices are doing, is that you can use their actual address if you need a street address for a shipment. And so I just use the Canal Winchester, and it's right here. And so two things that it does for me. Number one is it allows me to basically use an address that's not mine. And number two, it forces me, to get out of the house and go over there. And so what I've been doing is because it's a perfect 2 miles from my house, I've been walking over. So it gives me my walk for the day for me to go pick up my mail. It gives me a destination, and I'm not out just walking the neighborhood. It gives me a destination to get to and back again. So that's what I'm doing. But as you're getting your platforms up and published and getting them out there, see, now's the time to work out all this stuff. You can go in now. You probably haven't been out across the internet that much yet, and you can go in now and create that post office if you'd rather do that instead of having a street address. And you can take care of that now and not have, you know, folks coming right to your house, you know, weird people. And I haven't had any bad experience personally, even having the guest house here. We've been open now to the general public, and we're advertised basically around the world. I mean, even in some other online travel sites that are over in Europe, and we've had folks travel from around the world to come here, and I've not had any bad experiences. I've had a couple of strange, but not bad experiences. And so anyway, everybody's like, oh my gosh, Kathy, I can't believe you have strangers coming into your house. But we're in the back of the house, and I don't advertise that we live here. So other questions or comments about getting yourself out there and getting your blog actually posted? And Sherry, did you want to share? Let me see if I can get to you. Oh, I have to go under the security, I guess. I went to the wrong place. And let me click on share screen. All right. I clicked on share screen. And Sherry has a new blog post to share.
There are many handwriting programs. Choose this one for your school. Curriculum. Choose this handwriting program for your school. So then I go on to explain a little bit about handwriting, about programming, curriculum. So which handwriting program should my school district invest in? I get this asked this question often. I was asked last Saturday's webinar. So there's a link to my website. This time it was from a parent. She asked which program I think her child should be using at their local school district. Some of the curriculum mentioned were, and regard, you don't have to worry about the actual curriculums. Everybody that's in my field knows exactly what these programs are. Okay. Size Matters, Handwriting Without Tears, and Foundations. And yes, they are spelled right. It is Foundations.
Okay.
There are other programs. These three are the most popular across the United States. Then she added, and you notice I put something in italics to indicate that it was something she said. Should my child be instructed in cursive? My response is yes to all, but not to all programs. So I tried to like go, yeah, you can use whatever program you want, but you may also have some concerns. And so then I actually went through, because I knew there was this article, this journal article about different handwriting programs. So I made sure that I linked it. So I just kind of summarize with two sentences there, the article, and then I go into what my thoughts were is consistency and adaptability. So I talk a little bit about that, which I'm not going to bore you with all those details. And then I said, and by the way, maybe you want to even consider this other program that's out there, the TV teacher. So one, it's a link to her YouTube page. And then the second is to her website.
Okay.
So there's two links to the same person. And then at the very bottom, you're going to see in my article, my link that my reference, I actually have it hyperlinked back to the website where they can actually download the PDF if they are a member of that organization. So that's my blog post for the day. I was proud of myself.
I like it. Good for you. And I like your colors, everything. Your branding is good. Your content is good.
Oh, yeah. That's also that. So from a WordPress perspective, that's all pre-programmed. So when we do any hyperlinks, they automatically turn my color green.
Okay.
So that's all pre-programmed in WordPress. And over here, you see I have categories. Yep. I don't publish tags. I just publish the categories so that they can then click on categories and they can find blog posts by the category. I don't know why I have three that are in categories. I have to go back and figure out what they are because I have to categorize everything.
Hey, looks good.
And then the last couple that I've published show up here, as well as down here. So if you go here, you can toggle to the left and the right to get other older posts. There's a section that people can comment, not that I get many. And then in between here, there is a join my newsletter. I don't really like that, but I'm just leaving it go for the moment until I get everything finished. Okay. So did I talk to you about subscription models?
We've not discussed that.
Okay. So I figured out how to turn my courses in totally. Now I was thinking about Kathy Binner when I was doing this.
Okay.
But turning all of my programs into a subscription model and with all tiers.
Yeah.
And I figured out like how to do it. And I found a brand new WordPress based website that also has iOS and Android app functionality. So now I am creating a transitioning all that over. And so Michael is working very feverishly. Today he's getting started. Today's day one. I finally purchased today. So now we are shift a little bit. So I will have everything as a membership.
Sherry is creating a membership site like I have on Teachable, but she is also creating her own app. So her membership site will show up on your iPhone and your Android phone.
Yes. Yeah. I know. Closed your mind. So I will probably be over time being pulling back. I will be closing my group on Facebook. I will be just doing my, so I'll just have like the main page on Facebook, the main page on Instagram, the main page on Twitter and LinkedIn. And that's where I'm going to be posting anything that's going out to the world.
Your marketing. But
I am going to be concentrating on creating product and it's going in there. And I just hired a co-host for my up and coming podcast, and the community that I'm creating and the podcast are going to be called the same thing. I've streamlined.
I love it. And you're Sally feeling good.
Totally overwhelmed.
And you're feeling good about it, aren't you? Aren't you, Sherry? You're feeling very good about it because you have a definite direction that you are now going.
Yeah. And over the last 4 weeks, I have totally refined my mission statement, vision statement, and my core values. So everything is getting totally aligned and streamlined. And I am going to be able, my mission here by the end of the summer is to be working that 4 hours a week like you are, Kathy. And I'm going to be doubling my income. Wait a minute. I better not just do that because right now it isn't much, but my income is going to go crazy. So the girl that I'm partnering with has three times as many people in her email list as I do. So I'm really thinking that this could really blow up like crazy really fast. And I figured if we do the 80-20 rule based on people that are opening my blog, my emails now, I should be able to get back to my salary before I quit. Actually be better than what my salary was before I quit.
Good for you.
So
good for you. I am so yeah. excited for you.
Thank you. And then I do have my very first live workshop in 3 weeks. So I'm sitting here working on updating my slides for my workshop from my old slides. So if you're wondering what I've been doing while you're talking, that's what I've been working on, is getting those slides done. It's going to be fun.
I love it. I'm so excited for you. I am so excited. I love it so much. Good for you.
Sorry, girls. I keep going so far ahead of you. I feel bad sometimes.
No.
But I just keep barreling right along, like, every time I do something big, I feel like I can streamline better.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get more clarity.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've gotten so much more clarity. And I know last year I was doing Fire Ring, but I've gotten more clarity since Fire Ring has been over than I did while I was in Fire Ring. I had so much things I had to do, the homework that they wanted me to do. Now I'm doing the homework that I need me to do.
But that was still a good base for you.
It was good. I needed it.
That was a very good base for you. The Fire Ring was an incredibly good base, because now you know how to create those projects for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been amazing watching it streamline together. And I've totally have hacked Ruth's stuff. Just saying, I've gone in and I put up your website page. I put up my content that I want to create, and I am rewriting a lot of stuff, and you have great, great, great ways of marketing. I loved it. Thank you.
I am so excited. So excited. This is the best when you're facilitating a group like this, is to see somebody go. I am so excited for all of you. You know, Sherry is just rocking it, and Ruth just came off of her 5-day challenge, and Debbie's doing her podcasting, and Sally is doing all of her blogging and traveling and creating all of these events. And I mean, I'm just excited for all of you. It's really working. You gals are making an impact in the world. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And it's going to come back to pay huge dividends. Huge. By the way, I started my midterm. Sherry, you're on mute.
I'm sorry. That kickback is going to happen the second half of this year, like wildfire.
Yeah, I believe it. Because when it comes, it's going to keep coming. I tossed my first midterm rental out there. I didn't know what I was doing, but again, I had to practice what I preach and just simply start. And so now I have more requests than I know what to do with. Now, I suppose that's a good problem to have. They all want to give me money. So that's a good problem to have. So anyway, anyone else want to share any questions, comments, any places where anyone is stuck, needs help? How's everyone doing? I know, Sally, you're just getting back in after your trip, so you probably haven't had a chance to really get settled back into the groove just yet.
No, I haven't. And before I talk about the train trip, I need to talk about Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got all my pictures downloaded. And Debbie, you told me a way to download the pictures. And I said, I didn't have a slot. I don't have a slot on my new laptop. I did on my old laptop, so I was able to download my pictures. So for Myrtle Beach, and I still have to download my pictures for our train trip.
Okay.
And I have a lot of tips to share about the train trip.
Boy, I tell you what, you probably have blog content for weeks right there.
I know, because the train trip, I can't just do it in one blog. You know, there's just sections. I could do 3 or 4 probably sections about going on the train, getting there, what you do when you get there. And
absolutely. Now, do they do the train trip often? And do you get paid a commission if you book somebody on the train trip?
I do. It's called Amtrak Vacation. So in this case, I got a travel agent discount. The train trip, these trains that we go on, they leave every day. One's the Empire Builder, one's the California Zephyr, and one's the Southwest Chief. So they go every day, and you can customize the trip the way you want to, like we did. The vacations include like stopping at Denver for a couple nights and starting in Chicago, staying in Chicago, which I think we might do the next time. But you can customize it. We didn't get off the train until we got to San Francisco. And then what was included in our package was 3 nights in San Francisco, a hop on, hop off tour. We did a cruise under the Golden Gate Bridge. And then it also included a hotel in Flagstaff and Albuquerque, where we picked up the train again. So, and then because we had rented a car and drove down the PCH partway.
So not only can you blog about this, but you could actually put together a masterclass for folks that are interested in maybe taking a trip like this and giving your tips and tricks and, you know, and then connect with you if they want to actually plan one of the trips. It could be one of your top of your funnel, you know, free opt-ins for people to tap into to this free masterclass.
Yeah. And it's not only the U.S., the company I use is Rail Bookers. So they use Amtrak, they use Europe Rail and or Rail Europe and, you know, the Rocky Mountaineer. So the people I had in Europe that just came back, that was part of a Rail Booker trip because they took the train from London to Amsterdam to Paris to Germany and then flew home. So, and you can, like I said, you can customize it. Whatever you want to do.
I love it. I love it. This is so exciting. This is very exciting. So Sherry's rocking it. Sally is getting ready to hit the ground running after since she's back from her trip. Debbie, how about you? I know your voice is a little, so I don't want to make you talk too much if you're not feeling up to it.
What was the question?
Just how are you doing with where you want to go next with your business?
I'm doing well. I've been starting to post on my or get onto my HostGator, and I had to download. I had way too many pictures on my phone. So I had to download them because I had no more space left. So so that gave me a good reason to work on this, on the HostGator. And I just got to get going now. So yeah, that's about it. But first, I have to feel better.
I know. I get that. I get that. Have you taken a test to make sure you don't have COVID?
No, but.
Because if you test positive for COVID, don't forget that Paxlovid is out there, which just kicks it in the butt in about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
I will.
I want to mention also on your YouTube, when you go over to your meetup for the Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, click through on your links and make sure that they're working. I tried to click through on your YouTube and it didn't go all the way through over to the YouTube channel. And then also make sure that you've got the right, remember when we jumped on with Ruth, that it was asking for a password. Make sure that that's kind of cleaned up in the back of your house on Zoom so that when somebody clicks through on the Zoom, they get into the call. So just kind of click through on those and make sure they're both working okay.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Ruth, what is your next step? And I see where you've clicked off your microphone and your video. I didn't know if you had something else that came up there on your end, but what is your next step after this 5-day challenge? Where do you go from here? Because it was a free opt-in and then it was a first level opt-in to buy a VIP ticket where folks were giving you some money, but on the low end. So where do you go from here with your 5-day challenge?
It's still a work in process for some point at some, you know, at lots of levels. But the 5-day challenge was such a good thing for me to build my confidence and to hear the confirmation that it's speaking, you know, because I was just blown away with the response and the transformation that I saw just in those 4 and 5 days. I really was. Now, we do have another low level offer out, and that is a 1-on-1 call, coaching call, you know, which is really $97. So it's low deal, but we will build some higher ones. I know there's going to be like a package for, you know, more coaching, because a lot of times that relationship piece, it's so personal and so confidential that coaching may be the main part of what I do. But I do think that, well, even Saturday night, I sat down and I took the 5-day challenge and I kind of just summarized what had spoke to people, you know, and really it fell right into a course. So I think there's going to be a course there. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now with it. Gearing up for the speaking event, June 25th, which is going to be awesome. And so it's all just, you know, it's coming together, it's integrating, it's making sense. And I was thinking that you were talking earlier, our tribe will find us.
Yes.
When we're ready, our tribe will find us.
Once you know your message, once your message gains clarity, the tribe will automatically find you because it will attract the folks that need to hear that message.
And I do think that probably my process or my main thing that I'll probably be offering at some point is going to be called the Relationship Maximizer Process, because that's what came through in the 5-day challenge, how people realized that even though I wasn't clear on it to start with, that day one was the foundation. I knew that. But then day two built on that, day three built on day two, and it just kept going. And it just, as I sat down and looked in the rearview mirror, like we say, we can connect the dots better in the rearview mirror, it is a process.
Yes. I love it. So a whole course came out of this, out of your 5-day challenge.
Right.
More self-confidence came out of it. More clarity came out of it. And more income and impact came out of it. Look at the number of lives that you impacted just in 5 days.
I was amazed. You know, and they warned us going in, they say that your numbers dwindle toward the end of the week. Now, granted, we let more people come in. We didn't cut it off, but we had a steady stream the whole week.
Anytime I jumped in, you had a nice solid crowd. Yeah.
Right.
And everybody was participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my sweet spot. I've had that for years, but yes, they were. And they were sharing things, you know, that were pretty deep. So, and I'm a firm, my faith is really strong, but what I saw was that God would give me insights at the moment. I was not scared. And Sherry, you saw that too? Or you agree with that? But I wasn't scared of any question. I didn't have that fear because it was just like, oh yeah. And part of it's God. I recognize that. But I also know it's from all my experiences I've had. And also I love to read. And so something was going to come to my mind that I would have the answer.
Well, the times that I tapped in, you were very natural. You were very calm. You just covered the topic and whatever the question was, nothing seemed to rattle you. You seemed very in control of the entire event. So kudos. Good job.
Thank you.
Now, out of that, you probably have 1,000,001 topics you can blog about of things that came up in that 5-day challenge so that you can start blogging and pointing them back to yet another 5-day challenge. And see that can be the top of your funnel And so now that you've perfected that, you can use it over and over and over. You could do a 5-day challenge every quarter. You could do a 5-day challenge every month. It depends on how busy you want to be doing the 5-day challenge, because you do have to be present to do it. So you might choose to do one monthly. You might choose to do one quarterly. You might choose to do a couple a year. It's whatever works for your business.
And also, I know we need to get off because we all need to wind down. I did sign up on Meetup. I know you told me to do that last time. And so I did. And actually, two of the ladies that came were from Meetup.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I could even do the same thing and not necessarily do a 5-day challenge at some point, but do, you know, the same material, but just present it on Meetup.
Well, you could. You could do, again, once you have your funnel, though, you could put your funnel out across all your platforms. Meetup is right. Just one advertising platform. But you could even do, instead of a 5-day challenge, if you didn't want to tie up that much time,
right,
you could actually do a masterclass. Do a little shorter version and just do a masterclass on it. And have have an offer at the end of your masterclass.
I almost think that if I did it, I would want to do one day at a time. I don't think I'd want to combine all 5 days because okay. I think
it's a lot of material.
Yeah, to me, it was very compact to even try to get it in a week to allow for processing time. And you know, so I think I would divide it up.
And you know what? You've got the formula now.
Right, I've got the formula.
Yeah. So all you have to do now is rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah.
So, and another thing that you can eventually do after you really have it perfected is you can pre-record it and you can make that 5-day challenge an automated one.
An evergreen one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that would be as good because you don't have the interaction.
Right. I get it.
You know, and honestly, I think this would, but eventually I will record videos and probably put them on some type of platform. All that's going on.
Well, you have the replays to this one. So save those and you could, you know, put those somewhere.
Right.
If you decide to do a course or a membership site or whatever, you could, you know, save these videos that you did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love it. So, but now you're ready to blog about each of those topics that you talked about. And once you're ready to do another event, you can then point, every time you do a blog, you can point to your event.
Right. I do need to get going on a blog, but I'm getting very comfortable. Like I made the point before, I was social media posting, which are many blogs because mine are pretty long. But I was doing it 3 times a week. And with this getting ready for the 5-day challenge, I've made it daily. So I'm going to try to stay with daily, at least do something daily, because I think that's going to make a huge difference. But I took
it keeps your name in front of your viewers,
right? And but I took I did some features on Clubhouse, and I took those and made those. Blogs.
Yes.
You know, so it all goes together. And yeah, I'm ready to fly. And what I was, like I was saying before, my husband built into it this year for the first time. And that is such a difference, is to have that support.
Yes.
So with that, Debbie's got something she wants to say.
Yes, Debbie.
Ruth, what? And I apologize, because this was going on when I was gone.
Right.
What was the name of your Facebook page?
You mean the challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. It was 5-Day Relationships on Fire Challenge. We're going to do it again, Debbie. But I don't have the date yet. I know it'll be July or August is kind of the ballpark that we're thinking of.
Okay.
You know, but yes, you would really get a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. Everybody that attended got a lot out of it. So I'm very comfortable saying that you would get a lot out of it.
Okay.
You know, we could ask Debbie and Sherry. Sherry not as much, but yes, I think there's probably takeaways that they both got out of it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Ruth. I appreciate it.
I love it. All right, guys, everybody get your platforms dusted off, get your blogs ready to go. And it's your marketing. It's your story. Weave your story into your subject matter and put it out there. Put yourself out there. Take that first step. And I'll see you guys on social media.
Okay.
All right. See everybody later.
Bye.
Bye.